Yesterday marked Suicide Awareness Day in the United States of America, and we have social worker Rashida Ronay with us to talk a little bit about a problem that's been seemingly growing across the country, especially among young people.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's something that has been impacting children, like you said, young as 8 years old.
Wow.
Sometimes even younger than that. And we've also seen an increase in teen suicide rates. I'm sure some of it has to do with a lot of the pressures that they're experiencing as far as social media, expectations for parents, expectations for themselves. So yes, we definitely have seen that increase. And it's also with young adults and senior adults as well.
With the kid as young as eight, what are some of the warning signs we need to look out for?
This is across the age span, but even as young as eight, thinking about them giving away things that they value, that could be for a child that age, their favorite pair of shoes or a shirt that they really like, or here's my baseball cap that was my grandma's or my grandpa's. If I'm giving it to you, then I know you'll take care of it. So when you start noticing that, or maybe they'll become more quiet and withdrawn if they're usually outgoing, or if they're usually more quiet, then they might begin becoming outgoing and doing different things that they may not have done before.
Last year, we had you on the show talking about this very topic, and literally the next day, Brian, I got an inbox from somebody who said that they heard this show and their cousin was actually communicating with them via text and saying that they wanted to end their own lives. So it's very important for us to get this information out. So if you're faced with a situation where a friend or family member is communicating that they do want to end their life, what should we do?
Okay, yes, definitely a couple of things to consider are, well, the first thing is called QPR. It's like CPR, but it's a Q instead of a C. It's question, which is where you ask that question. You know, I've noticed you've seen kind of down lately. It seems like things are going on with you. Let's talk about that. Or even being as direct as to say, are you thinking of killing yourself? People sometimes get it confused that when we ask that question, they'll feel like, oh, well, I wasn't, but since you asked, I will now. That's not true. So asking that question, and if they say yes, then persuading them to live. That could be, oh, we got a concert to go to, you know, or giving them hope in any way, because sometimes in that situation, you don't understand how much you matter. So asking that question, persuading them to live, listening without judgment. That's stupid. Why would you do that with just listening? And then the R is referral, like the individual that called or inboxed you last time. So you're referring them. You're referring them to 1-800-SUICIDE, which is the 800-SUICIDE hotline. Or there's a text line, 741-741, texting that. So if you are the cousin in the car and you're like, oh my goodness, my cousin is talking about suicide, what should I do? And then there's an app for specifically for Missouri. It's called Suicide Lifeguard app. And even using something like that, you can chat live. Or if you're the person that is considering suicide, these are resources for you as well. Somebody to talk to and just listen without judgment. One thing I do caution, because I was at the doctor with my loved one recently, and the nurse does that question. But when she asked my family member, she said, you're not thinking about suicide, are you? So my family member was like, no. And she said, good. And she checked it off the list. I literally saw her check it off the list. So in those situations, we don't want to ask because they're going to say no, but just right. Giving them the opportunity to say yes or no, mm-hmm. without judgment. So QPR, question, asking that question. P is persuading them to live, and R is refer. So we also have Swope Health Services, 816-923-5900. And first call is 816-361-5900. Those are a couple of resources as well that can get you connected.
Talking with social worker Rashida Ronay, about suicide prevention. Of course, September is, last week was Suicide Awareness Week. And you've had an experience with this personally. So, you know, we don't bring that up to sensationalize it, but just to let people know that there is hope after having those feelings.
Yes. Yes. Not a few years ago, I was in a situationship, you know, we were, I guess, unofficially dating, me and a gentleman, and the feelings weren't mutual, actually. And at that point, after it was made clear, you know, I was devastated. And it wasn't just like, oh, shake it off, it's you know, another guy out there, it was like, no, I invested a lot in this relationship and I considered suicide. And thankfully, one of my friends was awake. So I gave her a call and she talked me through it. We didn't know nothing about QPR, suicide prevention, but she asked that question, Rashida, are you okay? What's going on? And then she's like, I know it's hard. I know you two have spent a lot of time together, but you know, she just really started reminding me of the reasons to live. And she was not just somebody that talked about it and the next day didn't mention it. She was like, when you get back to Kansas City, we going to the movies. We're going to talk about this. And she was very intentional about helping me through that process. It would be a walk in the park. It'd be sitting at her house with a bag of M&Ms crying. It would be very simple things. It didn't have to be expensive, but just knowing that she was there for me meant so much, and it helped get me through that patch. And yeah, I've had days since where I felt down, but at that point, that was an all-time low. And thankfully, I haven't gotten back to that level of sadness. But when I feel myself getting down, I do reach out to people or make sure I'm doing things that I enjoy. So, yes, I did. And in that moment, it's not that you're trying to be selfish or not think about anybody else. It's just hard. It's just hard, and you're hurting. You're hurting in a very real way that you can't describe to anybody unless they've been there or experienced that type of sadness before.
Thank you for sharing that personal story. I mean, you're fabulous, you're beautiful, you're educated. And I think that letting people know that even people who have it all together, you know, it seems that you've got it all together, that you deal with those feelings as well. Mm-hmm. And that it's okay for people to reach out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Especially in the Black community. Wow. We don't talk about it a lot. When going back to the question asked earlier, when I looked up statistics, Kansas and Missouri actually rate a little higher on the national level as far as suicide rates.
Wow.
So we're a little bit higher than national average. So this is something very real.
Please seek help if you're having any thoughts of suicide. 1-800-SUICIDE. Text to 74171. We're going to post all of this information. What'd I say? Okay, text to 741741. We're going to post all of this information up on our social media accounts. Thank you so much, Rashida, for calling up and being so transparent with us and sharing that great information and your personal story.
Thank you for having me.